It is so important to do what you love and to be authentic while doing it. This is the Clout Dodgers podcast. Let's talk about it. Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. You play the game. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about
Now locked in to the Clout Dodgers podcast.
Clout Dodgers podcast. What up? What up? What up? It's your boy Neil, host of the Clout Dodgers podcast. Today, I thought, what do I want to talk about? What do I want to bring to the Clout Dodger community? What do I want to talk about with the audience? And I thought, okay, I mean, I just did a whole bunch of, you know, fantasy football, dynasty advice the last couple episodes. We've been talking about the trending topics in the NFL and the latest news. And obviously today has been filled with Russell Wilson news. We've covered this in the past, the whole Russell Wilson situation. And today it just seemed to get, you know, a little deeper. My problem with it is I don't really believe it. I don't really believe Russell Wilson is leaving Seattle. So I don't want to dig too much into the news and the rumors and the discussions that are happening today. Let's just say Russell Wilson's agent confirmed that he threw out four teams that he would be willing to be traded to, but that he wants to stay in Seattle. It was just, you know, something he told the team in case the trade route is the route they go. Again, we could talk about this on another episode if the conversation continues, if we start seeing more and more signs that this is realistic. But today I wanted to cover quickly with you something a little bit different. You guys know we mix it up on here all the time. Sure, the show is fantasy football focused, but that's not what you always get here. If you're listening to a Clout Dodgers podcast, you know that and you appreciate that, and that's what you're here for, right? Because there's plenty of just straight fantasy football droning on and on about just dynasty and just football. And if you want that, there's plenty of it. But we don't do that here. We do other things. We mix in pop culture. We mix in real life. We connect with the audience. We don't just spew numbers and data and film. We do other stuff here. We're human. And so today I was thinking about, you know, I don't know if you guys are on Clubhouse, the new app, the social app where people, you know, you get an invite and you can sit there and be in groups that are talking, speaking, not typing. And a lot of them are about certain topics, certain subjects, and you go in there, you can listen, you can partake in it, or you could just, you know, be in the audience. And I'm in a couple of podcast groups just because obviously this is what I love. And I'm noticing that a lot of people who are starting their podcasts are asking questions. And it's the same thing for people who start anything else, whether they're starting in, you know, music or they're starting just social media and they want to get, you know, they want to start to grow on social media, whatever your passion is, right? There's always this thing where people get caught up in numbers and they start to ask things like, you know, how long should I do it? How many downloads? How many followers? How many? So many questions about numbers and metrics. And while metrics and numbers are nice, they kind of, you know, paint some sort of a picture for you. They kind of give you an idea of, you know, your situation. They're not 100% your situation. They don't fully describe you because you could have 100 followers, 100 downloads, 100 whatever, $100 that you made in your business, whatever it is. But it's about perspective and it's about, you know, it all comes into context. You know what I mean? And you can have 100 passive of something, $100 that come and go, 100 followers that come and go, 100 listeners that come and go, 100 of whatever you're doing that come and go. Or you can have diehard, everyday supporting you, communicating with you, interacting with you, using your business, enjoying your art, employing you and your company. There's a difference between those kind of followings, right? Or those kind of customer base, or however you want to describe it. I'm trying to, you know, cast a wide net here on purpose because I want this to relate to everybody. But it's always the question. It's always the question is, how many do I need to get? How many? How long? How should it be? Listen, I want to get this, you know, this point across because it's something that we all have to learn. We all have to remind ourselves about all the time because the culture that we're in is so driven by success being a numbers thing and a numbers thing only. And that there's a certain way to operate, and that's the only way to do it. I can relate this to fantasy football in a sense of there's not one strategy to win, right? There's not one player you have to have. There's not one approach you have to take. That's not how this works. There's no certain amount you have to pay for you to, you know, be good. There's no certain amount of followers you have to have or articles you have to write. Like, the number doesn't matter. But ultimately, when you're doing anything, whether you're starting a company, whether you're, you know, trying to grow your social media, or you're trying to grow a podcast, whether you're writing articles, whatever it is, you can't get caught up in numbers. It just can't be, it can't be your focus. You can reflect on them. You can check in once in a while. You can even kind of take it like, you know, say you're trying to lose weight or add weight, you know, to gain muscle, to gain mass. Some people believe in checking every single day, and many will tell you, hey, don't do that. Don't weigh yourself every single day. If you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, don't check every day because the number may discourage you. And if the number discourages you, then it erases your motivation and your inspiration to get to your goal. It becomes debilitating for you. And so when you're trying to start a company or a podcast or your music career or your art, you know, your paintings or your book that you want to write or whatever it is, the numbers don't matter. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. So when I get asked all the time, hey, man, you got this great podcast. You've been doing this for a long time. What is your advice? You know, what is something you would tell someone who's trying to start off? It's just do it, man. Don't worry about the site you're using. Don't worry about, you know, what you're talking about. Don't worry about how it looks. Don't worry about having the best video camera. Don't worry about having the best. Just do it, man. Don't worry about how long your episode is. Don't worry if 5 people listen, 50 people listen, 500 people listen, 500,000 people listen. Just do it. Just do it. And if you really love that shit, you won't stop. You will not stop. There, people in, you know, you see a lot of times people say, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to start a podcast, or I'm going to start this new, you know, system, whatever it is. And a lot of times people just fall off. They'll do it 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. By the end of the week, you'll know if that person really loves that shit, is really focused on what they're saying, or if they're not. Like, it just is the way it is. We've all done it in something. We all can relate because everything that we've all taken on, we have not finished. There's no one out there who can claim that. There's no one who can claim out there right now that they are 100% a completed person on everything they do. They've never stumbled. They've never fallen. There's no one that can say that. It's not possible. But what's important is that you start. And I'm saying this not just to you, but to myself, because there's things too. And obviously the podcasting is fine, but there's other things that I'm doing in my life that I just have to do it. And so this is just, again, I always like to use these episodes and I say it every time I do it. I am not speaking to somebody, teaching somebody, preaching somebody. I am reminding myself. And I'm hoping that while doing that, I'm connecting with somebody else. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of listeners and there's a lot of people who are just like me. That's why we connect on this page. That's why we're listening, right? So that's why we're all in this community together. So I know we all have stuff in common. And so that's why I do this for you guys and for myself. So when you love something, right? When you're really passionate about it, you just keep doing that shit. Just keep doing it. If you want to start a pressure cleaning business and you only got one customer a day, so you're going to stop? You're going to stop doing what you love. You're going to stop being the entrepreneur that you were. You're going to stop pressure cleaning the shit out of something? Nah, bro. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And eventually, if you're good at that, and you continue to get better and become a student of whatever you're trying to be, and you tell yourself, hey, I'm never finished learning. I'm never finished at getting better at this. I can continue to get more consistent, more better, improve upon the quality of what I'm doing, then you'll grow. It's just inevitable, honestly, that growth is mandatory when work is done. It's just like if you trying to get fit, if you do everything you can to get fit, unless, you know, you have some kind of, you know, health condition or whatever, and that is what it is. But if you're trying to get fit in some sense, or, you know, add muscle, or, you know, work on some kind of skill, there's no way that you could put all this work into it and not get better in some sense. It's impossible. So whatever it is, whether it is something personal to you, whether it's something business for you, whether it's some sort of hobby or passion that you're pursuing, you have to go get that shit. You have to love that shit. And when you really love something, and when you stop pursuing numbers, and, you know, they like to call it clout chasing these days, right? Or, you know, when you create, you know, headlines that are just clickbait, you know, stuff like that. Those are people who care about the numbers more than whatever they're creating, or they care about the attention more than whatever they're creating. And all that stuff is necessary. Don't get me wrong. Attention is necessary, and you want your stuff to continue to grow. So the numbers are necessary, but it can't be your focus. It can't be what you're focused on. It has to be a part of it, because that's how you grow. That's how you reach more people. And the whole point of doing whatever you're doing is to reach people. Like, it's not about money or numbers or attention, but it is to reach something. You're trying to reach out for something. And so you want to obtain that goal. And so, yeah, numbers matter in that sense, you know, in the results, but it can't be part of your daily hustle. You know what I mean? If you're worried about the downloads every single day, or you're worried about the followers every single day, or you're worried about the amount of dollars every single day, then how are you loving it? You know, unless that's what you love, unless you love the numbers, the competing against the numbers. If that's what you love, the data, that there's stuff for you out there, man. So that's fine. That's your thing. And again, there's no one way to do it. I'm not saying I'm right and you're wrong. I'm not saying, you know, whatever it is, you know, but I'm just trying to, you know, get this point across. It just is what it is. You just got to put in the work, and you got to love that shit, and you got to continue to improve, and you got to continue to get better. And you'll make everything that you want to happen come reality. And I see people, you know, tweeting positive things, putting out positive videos, writing positive articles, creating positive art, music, having positive businesses. And this is just my form of that. I just do it in podcast form. I just speak it through a mic, you know what I mean, to you guys. And so that's what I'm doing. And I do these every so often. If you're new to the podcast, if you've never heard one of these type of episodes, I do it every so often. I like to refocus. And when I'm refocusing, or I have a new thought, or I want to express something, I do it. Because this is my passion. My passion goes beyond just fantasy football. It goes beyond dynasty football. It goes beyond giving advice. It's connecting with people. It's, you know, providing insight. And I hope you provide it back. I enjoy, you know, we get all these interactions, of course, with the fantasy content and, you know, funny moments on the show and stuff. But these are the things I enjoy too. So if you have, you know, a quote, a book, a documentary, a video, a tweet, a message, anything that you want me to see that, you know, goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about today, that you think it would be helpful, you know, to either share with, you know, the Clout Dodger community or for myself, please send it my way. You know where to find me. It's at Clock Dodgers on Twitter, Instagram. You can email contact@clockdodgers.com. Other than that, guys, I love you. As always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.